The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame inducted the class of 2025 Saturday night. Headlining that class was former LSU coach Nick Saban. Saban says when he arrived in Baton Rouge, he knew there would be work to do, but says his new school, players, and fans bought into something great.
There was no greater feeling in my life professionally to that point when we won the national championship in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans and saw on some city LSU up there and made everybody in this state proud.
The Louisiana Supreme Court has ruled that Kelly Orgeron, ex-wife of former LSU football coach Ed Orgeron, is entitled to more than $8 million of the coach's $17 million buyout. Legal analyst Franz Borghardt says the couple filed for divorce just 43 days after Coach O signed his LSU contract.
Then she's entitled to essentially a one-half undivided interest in that contract as it is income.
We're 1 month into hurricane season, and so far we've had two short-lived tropical storms, including Tropical Storm Barry, which made landfall south of Tampico, Mexico last night. LSU climatologist Dr. Jill Trepanier explains why we haven't had any hurricanes yet.
The trade winds are a little faster than what we've seen in recent years, which makes the ocean temperature a little bit cooler. That extra wind blowing over the ocean surface induces a little more of what we call upwelling.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.